The 1948 United States presidential election remains one of the most remarkable and surprising contests in American political history. The election pitted incumbent President Harry S. Truman against Republican nominee Thomas E. Dewey, with the nation still recovering from the aftermath of World War II and the challenges posed by the post-war transition. Truman's victory in this election, especially given the conditions surrounding it, was unexpected and defied widespread predictions, which is why many consider it a landslide, though it was also filled with complexities. 1948 was a landslide. Harry S. Truman, a Democrat, became president in 1945 after the death of Franklin D. Roosevelt. Roosevelt's death at a time when the nation was deep in the throes of World War II had thrust Truman into a leadership role at a critical juncture. Truman's presidency was marked by significant decisions, such as the authorization of the atomic bombings of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, the conclusion of the war in the Pacific, and the creation of the United Nations. However, after the war, the country faced new challenges, including the beginnings of the Cold War, the threat of communism, economic adjustments as wartime production ended, and labor unrest. Truman's policies on domestic issues, including civil rights and economic reform, were met with mixed reactions from both sides of the political spectrum, making his position less secure as the election approached. Thomas E. Dewey, the Republican candidate, was the governor of New York and had run for president before, losing to Roosevelt in 1944. Dewey had the advantage of a polished image, a strong campaign organization, and wide support among establishment Republicans. He was considered the favorite to win the 1948 election. Throughout the campaign, Dewey presented himself as a more conservative alternative to Truman, focusing on themes of fiscal responsibility and a more limited federal government. Dewey was well-groomed and an excellent speaker, often presenting a picture of competent leadership in contrast to Truman's blunt, down-to-earth style. The Republican strategy was largely focused on capitalizing on public dissatisfaction with Truman's handling of post-war inflation, labor strikes, and the rising tensions of the Cold War. The electorate in 1948 was grappling with several economic and social issues. While World War II had ended, the transition to a peacetime economy was far from smooth. Unemployment rates, while initially low, began to rise as millions of soldiers returned home and sought jobs. Inflation was another concern, and Truman's attempts to control it through price controls faced resistance. The country was also witnessing a surge in labor unrest, as unions sought higher wages and better working conditions. At the same time, the civil rights issue was gaining prominence, with African Americans pushing for greater equality and an end to segregation. Truman, despite facing resistance from many in his own party, made the bold move of integrating the armed forces and advocating for civil rights legislation, which alienated some Southern Democrats, ultimately contributing to a split within the Democratic Party. The 1948 election was held against the backdrop of these issues. Dewey's campaign painted Truman as ineffective and out of touch, while Truman, in his own way, mobilized voters with a message of hope and recovery. Truman also effectively appealed to working-class Americans, African Americans, and urban voters, highlighting the differences between his vision of an activist government and Dewey's more conservative approach. Truman's decision to focus on the common man helped him gain traction, especially in key battleground states. What made the 1948 election particularly dramatic was the near-universal expectation that Dewey would win. Polls taken just before the election showed Dewey ahead by a significant margin, leading many to believe that Truman was on the verge of becoming a one-term president. Even newspapers, including the Chicago Tribune, famously printed premature headlines proclaiming Dewey the winner on election night. But as the votes were counted, Truman's campaign began to gain momentum. In key states like Ohio, Illinois, and Pennsylvania, Truman performed much better than expected, and by the end of the night, it was clear that he had won a decisive victory. Truman's victory in 1948 was in many ways a landslide, though the final popular vote margin was not overwhelming. Truman won 49.6% of the popular vote to Dewey's 45.1%, a margin of about 4.5%. However, what made it a landslide was the way in which Truman won key swing states, often by narrow margins, and the fact that Dewey's lead in the polls had been so overwhelming that many had considered the election a foregone conclusion. Truman's Electoral College victory was more convincing, with 303 electoral votes to Dewey's 189. Truman also managed to fend off a strong third-party challenge from the Dixiecrats, led by South Carolina Governor Strom Thurmond, who opposed Truman's civil rights agenda, and from former Vice President Henry A. Wallace, who ran on a Progressive Party ticket advocating for a more left-wing agenda. Truman's ability to carry most of the nation, including several southern states that had traditionally been Democratic strongholds, was a testament to his broad appeal and the effectiveness of his campaign. One of the key factors in Truman's victory was his relentless campaigning style. Known for his whistle-stop tours, Truman traveled across the country by train, delivering impassioned speeches to crowds of working-class Americans. His message focused on the idea that the country should continue moving forward with progressive reforms and not retreat into conservative, isolationist policies. Truman's down-to-earth personality and ability to connect with ordinary voters helped him gain momentum, particularly as the election drew closer. He was able to appeal to a broad coalition, including labor unions, African Americans, and liberal Democrats who were concerned about Dewey's conservative policies. The 1948 election is often considered a landslide because of the dramatic reversal in expectations. Truman's victory defied the polls and the predictions of political pundits, and it underscored the importance of campaigning to the heart of the electorate. Truman's success also reinforced the idea that the American political landscape could be volatile and unpredictable, with voters often choosing the candidate who connected most directly to their needs and concerns. Dewey's failure to secure a win despite widespread expectations served as a stark reminder of how quickly political fortunes could change. Truman's win in 1948 also cemented his place in history as a determined and resilient leader, capable of overcoming the challenges of both the presidency and a highly polarized political environment. The election, with its surprise outcome and the way it turned expectations on their head, remains one of the most iconic in American political history.